The three most senior surviving members of the Rebel Revolutionary United Front were found guilty of murder, rape, sexual enslavement, attacks against U.S. troops, and the use of child soldiers. Presiding Judge Pierre Boutte began by reading out the verdicts against interim rebel leader Issa Hassan Cisse.
Having considered all the evidence adduced in this trial, together with the submissions of the parties, the chamber finds with respect to the accused, Issa Hassan Cisse, as follows. Count 1, acts of terrorism, a violation of Article 3, common to the Geneva Conventions, and of additional Protocol 2, punishable under Article 3, of the statute, guilty of committing acts of terrorism by...
Cisse and rebel commander Morris Callan were convicted on 16 of 18 counts of crimes against humanity. Commander Augustine Bao was found guilty of 14 of the 18 counts. They were convicted of ordering the mutilation of victims by having the rebel initials RUF carved into their chests and foreheads in a rebellion that left tens of thousands of people maimed as rebels cut off victims' arms, legs, noses, and ears. All three were found guilty of so-called forced marriage, the first time that sexual assault verdict has been handed down by an international tribunal. Cisse, Bao, and Callan deny the charges. Under the terms of the special court, all have an automatic right of appeal. If the convictions stand, they'll be sentenced at a separate hearing in the coming weeks. Parliamentarian Paul Kamara says the judgment was fair, but that the issue of compensation for those victimized by the RUF remains.
Some people must be compensated. Some people were amputated and all the rest of it. How can they be pleased with that alone?
RUF rebels cut off Mohammed Ba's left arm.
I feel so happy because the truth is coming out now, and we appreciate that very much. And I believe all the victims in Sierra Leone, they will appreciate this judgment.
Cisse, Bao, and Callan are the last of Sierra Leone's rebel leaders to stand trial on charges stemming from the country's 10-year civil war. The special court, jointly established by the United Nations and the government of Sierra Leone, has convicted 8 of the 13 suspects charged. 2 remain at large. 2 died, including RUF chief Fode Senko. The last, former Liberian leader Charles Taylor, remains on trial in a case that was moved to The Hague because of fears that his supporters might disrupt proceedings in neighboring Sierra Leone. Taylor is facing 11 counts of crimes against humanity, including murder, rape, and enslavement. The court says the former Liberian rebel chief led the RUF into Sierra Leone in 1991 and acted as their leader for much of the conflict. Taylor has pled not guilty to those charges. Prosecutors say he may go free if international donors do not cover the special court's budget shortfall of more than $5 million. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.